The North Dakota Soybean Growers Association says so far China has not taken any formal action to impose tariffs on soybeans. China has taken some retaliatory action against U.S. goods and commodities after the Trump administration announced it was imposing tariffs on some Chinese products. Should China impose tariffs or embargoes on U.S. soybeans?
We are looking at $1.5 billion less of exports for the state of North Dakota.
Nancy Johnson is executive director of the North Dakota Soybean Growers. She says the industry has been working for 35 years to develop the Chinese market.
The focus has been on China because they use the product completely. You know, they're interested in both the meal to feed animals and birds and the oil for human consumption. And they have a huge population. And so while we've looked at other markets, no other market is as big as China.
Johnson says a couple of orders have been canceled by the Chinese. She says the reason isn't clear. It happened before the tariffs were imposed. But she says growers are nervous.
This is a big wait-and-see issue.
That would have a negative impact, I think, on us. It certainly could affect market share, could affect market price.
That's Monty Peterson, a Barnes County soybean grower. Peterson says there is another side to this.
Our president and our administration has called for a reduction of the trade deficit with China. On a positive side, I guess U.S. soybean farmers certainly could export more soybeans than they currently are to China. And that would be a help to the trade deficit.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.